service. All right, if there was some pausing, it's because everybody's on Snapchat and posting that, because, you know, that's what us ladies do nowadays.
I see.
And you guys, too, now.
Yeah, touche.
A lot of y'all posting selfies and eggplant photos.
Whoa.
Eggplant photos, I think that's so horrible. I think guys just got to stop.
You think so?
Yeah, leave the thot shit to the girls.
Guys are thots now on Instagram.
Oh my God.
But on Instagram, you know how girls post pictures of their cleavage and all that? Now guys are posting like their
dick pics.
So y'all don't think that's sexy?
No, I don't think it's sexy at all.
If you got a sexy body and it's not, you know, it's a nice print.
I don't want dick in the mail, and I don't want dick in my DMs, and I don't want dick on my timeline.
Just,
I don't want
it unless I ask for it. Just like, in your mouth.
I want it in my mouth, yeah.
Hallelujah.
All right, now we always start off lip service with some tips. All right, so today's tip is, how do you cheat and not get caught? What are some tips that you can do? And I know everybody in here at some point has cheated, so how do you cheat and not get caught? Well, Timmy, we'll start with you.
Well, I'm not in a relationship, but I can say...
In the past,
damn.
What is a way that you can make sure you don't get caught cheating? How do you cover your tracks?
A burner phone.
Oh,
that's a lot. Yeah. A whole new phone.
A whole little secret situation.
Too much to keep up with.
I'm not going to lie. I've had a couple secret phones in my life. Mm-hmm.
So where do you put the phone when you just leave it somewhere?
In the panty drawer.
Or the trunk of the car.
Yeah,
the trunk of the car.
Yeah, leave the phone in the trunk when you with your bitch. Okay, burner phone.
Your thought line. Thought line bling.
Stephanie, what's your tip on how to...
I think, you know, if you don't want to get caught, you got to erase everything. I always got caught cheating because I don't erase anything.
You like to say stuff like
yeah, I like to say things.
My boy actually uses Snap DM because he knows it disappears.
In 24 hours.
Yep.
No, if you write somebody...
Oh, the DM. So they
see it.
And then it disappears.
It goes down in the DMs.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you know, they say the best place to hide something is right out in the open. Mm-hmm. Talk about it, Gigi.
I'm not cheating, though.
But I'm saying, but you have in the past.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so you're saying, what do you mean by that, out in the open?
I mean, when you try to go too hard and try to be too suspicious and try to, like, go too hard at covering something up, then that's when you get caught.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, when you don't got to lock your phone and you feel like you don't got nothing to hide, then, you know.
Mm-hmm. So he doesn't go through your phone if you've never had somebody go through it when you...
I've had my phone.
So that doesn't really work.
That's it. My phone going through. I mean, you know, you live and you learn.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, that's a terrible tip.
That doesn't work. Yeah.
Sarah, what about you? Tips on...
It's really bad.
How to cheat and not get caught.
I mean, I think that erasing is the best one.
Right.
Or you got to make sure...
No face, no trace.
Yeah, you got to make sure also that... they're involved in something too, so they don't try to come back and
so we're cheating on
tell
each other.
On you.
Really?
No, the other person.
They got something to lose.
Yeah, you're both each other's side piece, so you don't have nothing to lose.
Now, the only thing I will say about erasing stuff is sometimes it's really obvious that someone's cheating when you go and look at their phone and there's two messages. Dang, what happened to everything that was on your phone? Yeah. You ain't got shit on here?
Yeah, that's stupid.
How many people you cheating with that you only got two people left?
No, I'm saying that if you delete everything... and there's barely anything in your phone, you're like, okay, I know your phone was going off. Or if you delete phone calls, and you're like, okay, this holds 20 calls, and I only see 7 listed.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That means
you're
sometimes
just cheating with too many people. You gotta calm down. That's too much.
All right, so this is when we give some people advice based on our own experiences. All right. Today's tip is, when you get into an argument with your significant other, what is the best way to make up? Do you pop up at their house? Do you ignore them? Do you send roses? What's the best way to make up after a bad argument?
You can go first, baby.
What?
Come on, Drika. Drika and Kevin Bates.
You can't say for us. You got to talk for like what other people should do.
I'm giving advice.
Well, I mean, the best way to make up... Shit, what have I done? I'm trying to see.
When you know you done did something wrong, besides just saying sorry, what can you do?
I can say whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
I go kiss on that pussy.
Oh, God. Now, he actually does do that because he's the one that's always starting arguments anyways.
I go kiss
anyways.
On that pussy,
So it'd be his fault all the time.
Put the big old lips on that pussy. That bitch so
pretty. Does that work, Drake, or is it like, okay, you do this all the time now?
No, it actually does work because you feel good. It's like you forget about whatever the hell you were arguing about anyways.
Right.
Because it was probably like pointless.
Yeah, once you come, it's like, okay.
Why are you saying it's over? Yeah, you're all nice. nice and sweet and just, yeah. Look.
What about when you do him wrong?
Just a little. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, no, I'm a hard ass. I don't ever.
You don't admit it, right? I'm
going to be honest. She don't never do nothing. And I really. She don't never do nothing fucked up to me. She don't. Like, I can't think about what something she done did to make me mad.
She don't have an attitude for no reason around her period or nothing.
Now that I do. We were just in Germany.
Now I can say this. Because she's the, like, we both own Breadwinners Association together. Mm-hmm. But I don't wear the hat of the boss. I wear the hat of the artist. And this is the person who takes care of all of my business, who handles all of the business for me. All my show money goes straight to Dreagle. I don't see nothing. You know, I'm just being honest. Like, right. This is the person that's in charge of everything. Like, if you want your business or whatever to be successful, you need to have your woman running your company.
Right.
Because they're going to pay attention to something called the particulars. Men really don't pay attention to the particulars. Some do, some don't. I'm not trying to discredit any
men. But women are known for that.
So, yeah. So to answer your question, like, whenever she played a boss man role with me, so sometimes when she make me mad or piss me off, it'll be because I can't get my way.
It's your fault still.
I can't get my way.
So no matter what, you gonna eat a pussy.
Pussy, booty, tongue in between each other. Suck a nipple. You know, everything, anything to make. But I'm into massages now. Like, we've been into that tantric sex. So what I do is I massage her. I just been reading about it.
Okay.
And a woman, most of the times, have multiple orgasms because of their comfort level. So I just put her, lay her down, and I just look at her like a little piece of art. You know, I just rub everything. I just make her just feel good.
What a good employee you then have.
For real. Like, then, it really is.
Then I apply pressure. Now, sometimes outside entities affect the way she may conduct herself as far as psychologically, though. Like, the outside entities, like somebody might piss off a promoter, just dealing with business. Mm-hmm. And she get frustrated with some of her other employees and this different shit like that.
Right.
So sometimes
but
I got
to be mad at you.
I got to go in there and chill her up.
I mean, you don't be mad at her ever.
Mm-mm, I got to chill her up.
Oh. All right. Now, if you guys get in an argument, what is most likely the reason? What do y'all argue about when you argue? Kevin, why don't you answer this first and then let Driga say. And let's see if y'all agree.
Me not believing in myself.
For real. Mm-hmm.
She'll argue me down, like, about that. Like, I guess I battle with low self-esteem issues.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't have a lot coming up. Mm-hmm. Women didn't really find me attractive coming up. And she was the first person to be like, Kevin, you really beautiful. You beautiful. You a beautiful person. I met people that was handsome, but you are gorgeous. Wow. You know, like, she, you know, that was she told me. It was she told me. And we have, you know, we'll have arguments because I be doing things that's, I guess, outside the character of somebody that knew their worth. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, do you not know your worth? Why you even around somebody like that? Mm. You know, and I'd be like, man, I'm keeping it straight. And she saw something greater in me than I saw in myself. So most of our arguments is about me not believing in myself. She got a pounded in my head.
Now, Gigi, I know that you probably on the verge of getting married.
Wow. I don't know where else we're going because we ain't breaking up again.
How long have you been together? Yeah.
It'll be 6 years next
month. Did y'all have a lot of makeups and breakups like before you got married?
Oh, yeah. We've been together for fucking 13 years, so you could imagine.
How long
being young...
Huh? How long have you guys been married?
Since October.
A few
17.
Months.
Yes, very recent.
Oh, yeah, I guess I married.
Real recent, like a few months.
It's like we was already married because I've been with her like 13 years.
Yeah. Living together, years. Got two kids, all that.
Do you feel like anything has changed since you got married? Or did y'all make up any new rules? Like, okay, now that we're married, this has to change.
Shit got built.
No new rules.
Shit got
but it built. Is like it's like a new relationship. Mm. Crazy to say, but.
Yeah, like I thought it was going to be like, man, I've been with you all this long.
It's gonna be boring,
but it's like better. Since we got married, it's like everything 100%
better.
And most men have a fear of getting married for fear, man, bro, it's the same old thing every day, but it's really been like the best thing.
Yeah,
it changed me. I wasn't like this before I got married, I was another type of individual, you know, I was way different.
This episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Green Chef. Green Chef is bringing you amazing dinners delivered weekly directly to you. Green Chef's USDA certified organic meal kits make it easy to cook healthy and feel great about where your food comes from, and it's delivered right to your door. There's no shopping, no planning, and no commitment. You can switch between menus, skip weeks, or cancel whenever you want. I know because I use it. I'm out of town right now, so I had to skip out on my Green Chef, but I'll be right back next week. Get four free meals with your first order when you go to greenchef.com/lipservice. Green Chef, healthy meals made delicious, simple.
Yes, the chef is here. You know what's funny? So we were just talking about this before you walked in. And since you are the chef, this is a great question for you to get started with. Raekwon, how important is it to you that a woman can cook?
99.9% good.
Sorry, Leah.
Oh, well, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not going to work out.
You know, nah, but it's real because it's like, you got to know how to cook. You can't, you know, when you older, can't play those games. You know what I mean? You know, the key to a man's heart is his, you know, his stomach.
Through his stomach, right.
You know, you got to feed a nigga. You know, you want good dick. You want all of that. It's all about the food.
If you want, I can take some
can't
lessons.
Always order out.
If you want him to feed you with his dick, you got to feed him some food, okay?
I think that I didn't learn how to cook until I was older, until I was like 21, 22. I don't agree with the way to a man's heart is through eating.
Well, Raekwon just told you he's a man.
Yeah, but that's wrong. He said 99.9. He said 99.9%, which means there's that 1%.
0.1.
Yeah, that 0.1%. I think that a way to a man's heart is through good pussy.
Okay, okay, that's a good point.
I think if you meet a girl with good pussy, you could teach her how to cook.
True, that makes sense.
You know, it's amazing.
That's all about negotiating. You know what I mean?
But no matter what, Leah, you were saying you burn grilled cheese sandwiches.
I know, it's bad, but I have other great qualities. They're just not,
me too.
It's just not the, it's not the cooking part. My sister got the good cooking skills, and I don't have them. It's like, it's very hard for me to like go to the grocery store and pick a bunch of stuff out to make a meal. And like, it doesn't make me feel good. I feel like I'm lacking. Like, I'm a mother, you know, I'm a woman. I should know how to like cook a meal and like, you know, nurture someone and do it. But it's just like, I'm at work all day, you know, and I come home. It's like, I don't have the time to go to the grocery store and shop and then cook and everything. So it's a little different.
Well, Raekwon, if a woman has good pussy, is it okay that she doesn't know how to cook?
I mean, you know, you gotta be good at something though. You know what I mean? And like I said, after a while, you know, you could give a nigga good pussy, but sometimes, you know, a nigga might not want no pussy. A nigga might just wanna
be hungry.
You know, can I get a steak with onions and, you know what I mean? It's like, damn, boy, you can't make something simple, you know? Not like you can't, you just gotta be willing to wanna learn it, you know?
100%.
You know, I think at the end of the day, it's nothing wrong if you don't, but you still got to just be willing to try. But that is something that's important.
That's the key to relationships, period, is to be willing to try something that maybe you don't normally
compromise with your bird.
I was dating a guy from Atlanta, and I did start making grits.
I love grits.
Instant grits?
And you know what? No, for real, and they were good. So maybe if I just really like the guy and I'm, you know,
I'm into him, then I can do it. Learn how to cook.
No.
Yeah, you can learn how to cook whenever.
That's true, because if you really like somebody, you will put some effort into things. I'm sure there's things that you thought you would never do that you did because you really like somebody. He's like, what the fuck am I doing?
I mean, you know, I cook for bitches if I had to, you know what I mean? I'm not nigga that'll freak it and serve you. You know, it might just be that moment, though. It might just be that moment.
If Raekwon the chef doesn't cook for me, okay, there's something wrong.
What's your specialty? What do you like?
You know, I like fish, you know, which is my favorite dish.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. Nah, but you know, bacon and all that, that's simple, man.
You make bacon? I know you know pork.
Bacon.
Oh my gosh.
Bacon.
Salad requires bacon.
Oh shit, y'all crazy.
So will you cook like breakfast in the morning after like that kind of like
I do it all. I do it all, baby. You got, you know, when you fucking with a man, that's what you get.
What if the pussy's whack? Are you still gonna make breakfast?
Hell no.
Nothing.
You know, I mean, I'ma just be disappointed, but you know, you might, you know.
Is she going to be hungry? Now, let's talk about this. Now, people always send me questions, right, for Assy. Now,
Here's a question, and I want to get your take on this, okay? He said, I'm a 24-year-old good-looking dude. I've been diagnosed with a very light case of erectile dysfunction like 6 months ago. Aww. It's not full-blown impotency, but the doctor said that he has a reduced blood flow to the penis because of lack of sex. So he said, should you tell a girl, like, if you're about to have sex with her, that you have erectile dysfunction? Because he had an experience with a girl one time where she felt like it was her fault that he couldn't get hard. Get up. So, is it important to tell somebody that before you have sex with them?
No. No, I don't think it's important for you to tell them. I mean, it's all about what arises, what you might be aroused by, you know? Mm-hmm. You know?
But it's a dysfunction. Like, have you ever tried to have sex with a girl and you couldn't get hard? Because it happens to everyone at some point.
I mean, it happens. I mean, it could be just that day. You just be like, today ain't a great day.
But his dysfunction. Yeah. But
that's what it comes down to. I think, and it's like important for the woman to be, you know, not make a big deal about
it. But then you do feel bad.
No, and his problem is because he's not spreading it around a lot. He's not having enough sex. That's why.
So maybe
or it could be like, right? you're not.
No, it's blood flow to his penis.
Yeah, you're not lack of sex.
Making me get like this, neither, too.
But yeah, it's a dysfunction, though.
Yeah, you're saying it's a dysfunction, but right. I mean,
should a girl feel like it's her fault if a guy can't get all the way hard?
Have you?
I mean, it kind of is.
Ladies, like, have you ever been with a guy and he can't get it up? The sex is bad.
I'm sure it's happened to everybody at some point. Sometimes if a guy is too drunk, happened to me too, high or something.
Yeah, and I think that all three of us are beautiful girls.
I don't think that shit personally.
We all have nice bodies.
I think it's,
you know what I mean? I just think, you know, sometimes guys aren't ready to go. Like, they really, a man needs to, you know, get it up. We can just bust it open and be ready. You know what I mean?
We're good to go.
So, you know, as a woman, I mean, when you're younger, you're like, oh my God, I'm so whack. I can't get to get his dick
I think it's like sometimes the guy is nervous. Exactly. It's their first time. They might like you a lot or be intimidated.
You think they bust quick when that happens.
I think that's
that don't mean they can't dick you down good because he busts off real quick. He might just want to just get it off real quick.
You
and
got
be
too
like,
offended, Ray.
No, I think...
Like, yo, hold on. We like to come fast. Coming fast.
You like to come fast?
Sometimes, well.
No, but I think that
should we be flattered if a guy comes fast?
No.
Sometimes, though, I mean,
because they're so good that they can't even help themselves.
Me, it's like, I'm cool. Back up. I'm pushing you and everything. I'm pushing you over me. Word, like, stay over there. Like,
no, but back to the subject. I think that woman should be a little more understanding. If you know, if it happens all the time, if you can't ever get him to get his dick up,
I can't get up.
You guys are not meant for each other. But if that happens, like, it's okay. Like, it's a human body. Like, sometimes, you know, it just doesn't work.
But so, it'd be live if he did tell her and be genuine and be like,
be
yo,
honest about it.
And
like,
she should
listen.
Be like, you know what? Boom, I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna get dressed up. That's communicating.
Absolutely.
If
see
it
what
happens
can
more,
do.
But you can't just come in on the first get down. You know what I mean?
Then,
you gotta
like,
be like,
before
we do this,
date.
Let me give you
not
a
enough like, time for
if
the
if it keep happening, and she gonna look at you, and that's when you gotta keep it real. Like, yo.
So
like,
as women,
it might not be,
as women, should we be flattered if you come fast, or should we be irritated?
Of course, you should be flattered,
definitely.
But we got Slim Thug here. What's up, Slim Thug?
What's up with it? It's an honor. I'm so happy to be here. Hey. I'm really excited about this interview.
And he's been fasting. We should have caught him at the end of his fast. But
I'm cool. I'm turned up sober. I don't need it.
All right. So I told you we're gonna start with the tip of the day. We have a lot of surprises for you. Now, Sage is here because she's a virgin.
Wow.
This is the first virgin that's ever been.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am? That's
I think
a trick question.
21.
I'm 23.
Hey, what you waiting on?
Good question.
Yeah.
A good guy?
Are you waiting for marriage?
No. That's everyone's first question.
Yeah, that's my first question.
Because I don't even know if I want to get married.
I say do it.
No, oh, come on. What could it? She waited until she's 23. She might as well make sure it's the right guy.
I just don't think it count. I just don't think it'll be a difference. You know, as if I look at you to be my wife or whatever, I wouldn't say, oh, you was a virgin. Mm-hmm. I'd rather you have sex than be a virgin.
So you're not impressed by her virginity?
It ain't that I ain't impressed. You know? Damn. I want you to get over that. I want you to, you know, have some experience or whatever. You know?
But she does other stuff, right, Sage?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've done everything except for have sex. And that also means I've never had any type of sex.
Wow.
But I've given a head.
That's oral sex.
Yeah, but as far as having a penis in my vagina or like in my ass, that's never happened.
Yes. So is in your ass, you would still be a virgin, though?
Right.
I don't know. I feel like that depends.
Yes, you would, because your vagina, your hymen would still be intact.
Yeah.
I think just her vagina is a virgin. She's not a virgin.
Her mouth is definitely not a virgin.
It's just, you know, she's been saving the treasure.
So, okay, you give a guy head. He doesn't ever want to fuck after that?
Yeah.
Is that like a tease? Would you? Okay, first of all, Slim Thug don't even like head anyway, so I don't even.
Head,
wait, you don't
cool.
Like
I
that?
Like head. It's
you,
cool. I just ain't no. It ain't. I ain't gotta have it though. You know, I ain't no big fan. You know.
See,
cool.
That's kind of not liking it.
What's the reason though?
I go south on girls giving me head a lot of times. There's only a few that can pull it out of me on a cool, like, and you know, out of experience. I go south. I got high blood pressure though, so it's certain shit. You know, I go flat on a bitch like, you know, shit. Like, what the fuck? But yeah, but on a cool, like, I just, you know, it's only a few can really make me bust giving me head on the cool.
So were you just saying that sometimes girls give you head and makes you go flat?
Like I just limp? Go flat line. I go south on them.
Really? That would be, Stephanie would be mad as fuck.
I would. Yeah. I would die. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It'd be like that, though. It ain't your fault, boo. It's the high blood pressure.
This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Kopari Beauty. This holiday season, I've got a lot to be thankful for. Glowing skin, luscious locks, and the fact that my rough, dry spots are now quenched to perfection, all without an entire army of beauty products. Instead, I want to say thank you to Kopari for making their products with nature's ultimate multitasker, 100% organic coconut oil. Kopari products use only the highest quality coconut oil, chosen for a superior scent and non-gritty texture. It's great for your skin no matter what you use it for bath oil, shaving oil, massage oil, the moisturizing possibilities are endless. Kopari's coconut oil is also packed with vitamin E and nourishing proteins, so you can use it as an intensive hair mask or gloss it over those flyaways. Best of all, Kopari products are all formulated without any sulfates, silicones, GMOs, or parabens. That's something we can also be thankful for. So say aloha to the best skin and hair of your life thanks to Kopari. Go to KopariBeauty.com/Angela now and get 20% off your order. That's Kopari, KopariBeauty.com/Angela for 20% off.
No, I think she means
decide to stop using them, period. Right.
When you're having sex with a girl and y'all using a condom, when do you decide that you don't have to use a condom anymore?
Okay, look. Yeah, look at the friends. Go over to the house. You know what I mean? Look in the cabinet.
Make sure there's no medication.
I mean, it's just obvious stuff.
Open a few drawers.
Listen to it. Is a cough long? If it's a long cough.
Oh, no.
Keep the condom on. If my nose constantly runs, keep the condom on.
No, I see
any
that
weird,
too.
Any weird shit. You know what I mean?
Keep I don't trust people that are sick all the time. I've said that on this show before. Mm-hmm.
People something's going to show. Cold. Mm-hmm. Something's going to show, like, what did you just do? You
know, it could be allergies or something.
You know, allergies. Why are you sticking a needle in your arm for allergies?
No.
That's too many pills for a cold, girl.
Oh, hell no.
This is a different guy.
But for Lady Stephanie, Gigi, is it weird to you if you're the first time you have sex with a guy, he doesn't even try to use a condom?
Oh, I'm done. Mm-mm.
Oh, nah.
That turns me. That is the biggest turn off. That is the biggest turn off. Don't try to come to me.
You said, wait, who?
Nelly tried that one. Been gone, Nelly. Goddamn. Drop down to your jingle on.
So you say,
please, come on. You would do it?
No, I need to use
condom. Oh, Nelly, get out. And you know what? Next time, bring a condom.
Well, I'm sure at some point you've had sex with a guy the first time with no condom.
I have, but, you know, at this age, at this time in my life, if a guy tries to have sex with me the first time raw, I'm looking at him like... doing this with everybody.
I agree.
You don't know what I'm doing. Even if we speak every day, it doesn't matter. You don't know what I'm doing. And guys, you'd be surprised. Most of them try to go raw. Most of them.
Just nasty.
Exactly.
They try to act like it's spur of the moment.
I don't agree, because you have to respect the fact that this guy doesn't carry around rubbers.
Right. So guys should carry around
if
rubbers.
If you see me with a bag of rubbers in the back, you're like, this nigga came to fuck. Can I cuss?
Yeah.
But at least I know you're clean. And you taking care of yourself, and you have respect for your dick.
It is weird, though.
Okay, that's when time comes in. Mm-hmm. Stop hitting on the first night.
Well, maybe y'all been talking for a while. You met on Match.com or something.
That's not time.
You've been FaceTiming.
Come,
you
come
living
get
it.
Me. They can't let me see your house. Where's your daughter? How did your mom look?
Well, so for you, Young Joe, the first time, you always have condoms with you?
Nope.
All right, so you don't. All right, you're not a condom type of guy.
I'm ashamed to buy them. Hey, look, tear this off and put one in the pocket. I don't need her to know I'm trying to niff. You know? Oh, here's a condom.
Is it weird if a guy just has a condom on him?
Yes.
Does that mean he came to smash?
I mean, I don't think that. I think guys should have condoms on them.
What if girls have condoms? What if you're about to have sex with a girl and she pulls out a condom?
She's going
to
keep that.
That's Gigi. Gigi says she'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta talk, Gigi.
I'm gonna pull out a condom. I'm gonna have a condom just in case you don't. I do.
That's gonna piss me off.
Safety first.
It's so pretty. I'll be like, what were you thinking about?
Safety first. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
There's not too many guys that say that they don't like head, though.
I mean, that's true. So much. Okay, it tickles. And I need a girl in here. You know what? That's too good. You know what I'm saying? You made the thing feel invisible.
Maybe you need to let loose.
Yeah, too
though.
Good. Look
maybe
at
you
is need that to a let loose. Style?
It's not a
new style. New style, I don't even knew that. That shit too good. You made my thing feel like it disappeared. Shit, get up. You can get used to me.
Well, do you like having your balls sucked or licked?
You can't even go there. Go down there, I'm going to shoot you in the middle of the forehead with the knife.
With the knife.
That shit tickled that bad. And if you let that motherfucker to the left too far, I'm killing your mom. The ball gets sensitive, baby. What are you doing down there?
All right, so you eat pussy the first night. Do you eat booty?
Love it. Eat booty like grocery. I heard Kevin Gates made that when he said it. I'm like, stupid. Gave up the damn toe secret. This shit break up people, divorces. You gave it away? Real need to eat booty, yeah, with the camera off, man.
Okay, so yes, you do it, but you just don't advertise it.
Yeah. But R. Kelly was the first guy to eat booty like
booty. Oh, he did that for hours.
And he looked at the camera while he did it. This is how you eat booty like groceries.
No, R. Kelly ate that booty way too long, though. I don't know.
Yeah,
that
see, was but he's a Capricorn. He's a Capricorn now.
But ladies, like, don't put him with us.
Given his frequency.
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 But ladies, do you guys like that?
Yes,
but
they
like
do.
Like to get your ass eaten?
I'm not really that.
I'm not a big
fan. That nigga don't know how to do it.
I like it. Like, it's nice, you know, start up there and the end up back
it's
there.
It's cool, like, tonight, you
know.
It's nice for, you know, like, it's a nice add-on.
It's good, like, to tell your friends, like, yeah, he ate my ass and everything.
I'm going to make you repeat this in the bed. Say it, baby. Tell me what I'm doing.
But I'm a...
Make you freaked out. You know, my girl, that nigga had me saying it and everything.
I don't think it's that great, though, because first of all, I don't
you
like...
You can't do it.
No, I don't like the way my ass feels being wet. Period.
Right.
Like, that sounded so gay.
It's like, and you don't like a wet ass.
So your pussy don't get wet and travel down the cascade down to your ass.
Trickle down.
Trickle hill, cascade. I'm real wet.
Well, I don't like things real sloppy like that anyway.
You're not a Capricorn. Mm.
Not like super. I don't know. I don't like to be like laying in wet spots and all that.
Oh, no. Me either.
Right. No. You got to lay in a wet spot. Yes, Gigi?
I will lay in the wet spot.
We do a myth thing, right? And we got to say whether or not this myth is true based on our own experiences.
Myth.
So today's myth is that skinny guys have big dicks.
I knew y'all was going to say that shit.
How did you know he was going to say that?
Because I'm here.
Now, there was a picture of somebody put in the group chat.
What?
No, not you.
It wasn't him. It wasn't him.
I thought you were talking about the picture.
Oh, no. You're talking about a different picture.
Yeah.
But we had a group chat going and somebody posted a picture of Wiz. And it was like a dick print or whatever. And then that's how it all came up. They said skinny guys all have really big dicks. And then they were talking about your girth and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, ladies, based on your own experiences, Gigi, is it true that skinny guys have big dicks?
Yes.
That's it. That's it. Just yes. Most of them.
Not even skinny. Little. Short guys.
Oh yeah, the short guys.
No.
What if you're tall and skinny?
Yes, skinny. You know what it is? It's like your senses. It's like when one of your senses is off, something else is like really on.
Wait,
right?
What sense is off? Because you're skinny.
Cause, no, listen, like, you know, if you're blind, you can hear like exceptionally well. So if you're skinny everywhere else, then you make up for it with your big fat dick. Right?
Okay. That's the rules of balance.
Balance. There we go.
I love it.
Balance right. It out.
Leah, what would you say? Do all skinny guys have big dicks?
I mean, not all. You can't
but in general.
Stereotype like all these guys have big dicks and all these guys have small dicks. So.
In your own experience, though.
I feel like I've dated skinny guys that have big dicks. I've also
yes
dated.
Yes,
so far I won't date anyone unless
they have a big dick. So
you don't know. You can't say that because you don't know if they have a big dick until you.
Still, so I haven't fucked every skinny guy in the world, right. So I don't know. But in my experience, yeah, they do.
Did you just say you wouldn't date a guy if he didn't have a big dick?
Kind of.
Yes. Oh.
It has to be decent sized. I mean, yeah.
Average or better, right?
Big dick problems?
There we go. He's got big dick problems. Yep. All right, what we think? Though. You said what?
On the low.
Yeah, right. You always put up the Thirst Trap pics, the Eggplant Friday pics.
No.
Really? No.
Wiz, you don't be posting pics to show your dick print. Yes,
sweats.
You do.
Gray sweatpants?
Then how did we all have
you
the
guys
pictures?
Do that?
How did it end up in the group chat?
See...
Wait, I need to be in the
group. Why do guys
see this photo?
Because I'm skinny as hell, so I was like working out one day, and I posted a picture of me in the gym, and it was like, look at Wiz's dick.
You saw your dick in the picture. Look at
Wiz's. I see my dick every day.
I know, but you knew it was in the picture and that everybody's going to see it and focus on that. Don't try to act like...
Why do guys do that? Is that like the...
No, I did not do that.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not do that.
No,
is
girls,
that guys being
no,
tired?
Girls are nasty. That's just proof that y'all can't look at nothing other than dick.
You put your dick in the picture.
My eyes do tend to go down to like the crotch.
He might be right, though. He might be right.
And you filtered it so we could see it more.
No, y'all are nasty.
And we are.
My penis is not the topic.
Oh. I am not my penis.
He said that like he was really mad, like he was being objectified.
For real. I felt horrible. I went on Instagram and girls was like, y'all see this thing, girl?
Oh, shit.
Oh,
they
were
treating you like a meat.
Did you take it down?
Huh?
Did you take the picture down?
It was on Snapchat. So I was like, you know,
they
girls be screenshotting shit.
Can you take it down?
He did it.
After that screenshot came out, it was
so now
a
you
rap.
Know how it feels to be a woman.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, Dottie,
you Snapchatted your dick out to everybody.
Yeah, that's cool though.
Now let me ask you this: can you stop yourself from coming? Like, yeah. If you're right there, can you just talk yourself out of it?
Yeah.
What do you think of
spiders?
Ooh. Spider.
Oh, spider. Disgusting.
Look.
I would be so mad if he was thinking about spiders. So okay. Thinking about spiders.
Hey, that'll keep you in the game longer.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
That's for your benefit.
So if I'm holding my
next time, tell him don't tell him think about baseball. Tell him think about spiders.
Spiders.
That works.
Spiders. Creepy
like,
crawlers.
About come,
think about
like,
that creepy
just
crawlers.
Just look at him and be like, spiders, nigga.
He'd be like, there's a spider on you.
Spider.
He'd be like, oh. That'll buy you like another 20 minutes.
But it's not, what's too long to have sex? Because sometimes guys be like...
An hour is too long.
An hour is not too long. It's nice.
Man, if you
like, thank you for that
minutes,
hour, Daddy. Thank you.
Keep going.
No, but 15 minutes is good. I think 15 minutes is a good round.
Yeah.
15 minutes?
Yeah, that's a good round. That's a good round.
Mighty short. 15 minutes is like a quickie.
No, that's a good round. 15 minutes is a good round.
15 minutes.
It seems
minutes
longer when you're in it, but right. It's actually
it's
really
like
15,
fight.
20. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
It does
seem longer.
Minutes.
It's not a fight, first of all. We're not fighting.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. We're not running around trying to not get knocked out.
Like, you could have a quickie. You could have a quickie
so
3 minutes, 5 minutes.
Is what you say is one round.
A great quickie.
3 minutes, man. Get back to it.
Yeah, 3 minutes, I don't know. Like, you're pushing it now.
Yeah. No, that's if you got things to do.
No, but
we always
five
have things
minutes,
to do.
5 minutes
so,
is a good
3 minutes is like a confirmed quickie. Like,
word.
Like, we gonna have this quick, like, let's go and get it
right.
Over with.
But if you're in the ring, that's a long time sometimes.
Right.
Trying to hold on for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's around.
Today's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Ibotta. Everybody loves a good deal, and you can get in on the best deals by signing up for Ibotta today. With Ibotta, the deals involve cold, hard cash back. We save every time we shop with Ibotta. Whether it's groceries, restaurants, clothes, or tech, the deals are real. And it's simple, too. Just download the free Ibotta app on your smartphone to get started. Unlock your rebates on Ibotta, and then shop as usual. Verify and get real cash. It's a great app, and it's so easy to use if you like to save money. With Ibotta, you get real cash back on your favorite apps to shop like Groupon, iTunes, Delivery.com, and more. So download Ibotta right now on your smartphone's app store. That's Ibotta. All you have to do is put in the referral code Angela and you get $10 just for trying it. So remember, download the Ibotta app. That's Ibotta and enter code Angela when you register for your $10. For cash back every time you shop, you've got an Ibotta.
So y'all are going to give your answers of what you think 50 would do in this situation, and he's going to tell you what he would do, okay? And this is the first time you're having sex with 50. Okay, so the first time he's having sex, the woman says she's allergic to condoms. Stephanie, what do you think 50 would do?
I think he would send somebody to go get condoms.
But she's allergic.
Not to every kind.
No, there's another kind. Exactly. Yeah, what are you not allergic to? He'll find out and send somebody to go get them.
All right, sure. Claudia, what do you think he would do?
Make the bitch give him head.
And no sex, just head.
Head.
Okay. He wants to touch the booty. Hold on, Gigi, what do you think he would do?
I agree with Claudia.
Just head?
I'm going to just be good on the head.
And I think he might put in the booty.
But no condom?
No. Before you got to the...
No. I don't know. Shit. No. You're famous.
I think he wanted it.
All right, so 50, what would you do if a girl says...
Well, in that type of situation, I would send somebody right now. You said you're allergic. So what'd you do? Like, so
I don't really use them because
right. I mean, she always goes wrong.
That's disgusting.
So let me ask you a question. why is this happening like this? This can't be like we're just finding out this night, tonight.
It's your first time. Yeah, first time. Yeah, at the hotel. First 50, that's it's the first 50.
So you ain't never had one night stand, eh?
Well, she might.
Maybe she has.
A lot of guys don't be one of these.
Nowadays, they really try to go raw dog on you.
I don't think 50 would go raw.
That's because you're dealing with somebody that's under you.
I have.
When the guy is under.
I've definitely bought rims from niggas like twice.
So. You see that?
Yeah, she does. Listen, she does a mama. Trick. She tricks out all these. She dates the worst guys ever.
In the past, what are you doing? I've dated some thoughts. Instagram thoughts. I've definitely done
that. Well, he's like, man, this is a catch.
Oh, like I said, I put rims on.
All right, so.
She took
care of me. So you would send her to, you would send somebody to the store?
Yeah.
Okay. You would send
you
somebody.
Give me
well, I don't have nothing against that.
I'm not against it.
No, that's not, I mean, like, if that was happening, this is things that would happen. Like, look, check this out. I feel like within oral sex, as far as women are concerned, you can see the threshold of girl versus woman. Mm-hmm. To a girl at points, oral sex is icky. Then when she becomes a woman, it becomes give a hit.
Okay.
Because that girl is not a woman until she finds pleasure in pleasing a man.
And vice versa. No, and
everybody here sucks dick. Nobody doesn't.
Right. If we don't, then we need to consider what the fuck is going on here because we're in an age bracket where somebody should have made you feel good enough.
I don't think you become a woman when you enjoy sucking dick because I enjoyed sucking dick when I was a teenager.
No, but this is what I'm saying. When that's happening, how can we consider a girl... A woman, if she doesn't find pleasure in pleasing a man.
No, I agree with you, though.
But what about a man?
Vice versa.
Yeah, vice versa. That's how I was
going
to say.
The same thing. Like, the guy, look, as a young guy, you go, I don't do that. You see guys say different shit, and they work through that. Because they find someone that makes them feel like comfortable. They're connected to the point that they want
to. They want to lead them to the highest level.
Yeah.
As they should.
Mm-hmm. Well, then they learn that they like it.
It's a control factor. Bad. Actually, check this out. If the guy is really good on that level, this would mean he was watching women.
Then he gets rims from me. Mm-hmm.
Well, a woman would perform.
You lie.
Rim.
No, but if we watch.
I thought he said, I thought you meant a rim job.
No.
I was like, damn.
I'm team no look at. Oh, sorry. I know you like that shit.
I experienced it. But it's, what I did was look.
You really like it, don't you?
No, it was an older woman. It happened one time.
Right.
I just said, I couldn't figure out what.
Only one time?
Come on.
With her, yeah. Oh. See, that, check this out. I don't ask. I don't request this. I don't require this.
They
you got to try it and see if I like it.
If someone is trying to really bring you somewhere you haven't been, they start doing different things.
I'm not mad at you.
Right? And then if if there's a, let's say this, like, in that particular case, I look and said, well, what would make you say that?
For what reason? Like the girl?
No, no. I'm just saying, like, what she was saying.
No, in the case, okay. Yeah.
But Vivica Fox was saying she thought, like, well, that was the pot calling the kettle black. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh no, she thinks I'm gay because I love licking my ass. You know what I'm saying?
That's the only reason she could possibly think that. That.
Like, for whatever reasons. And then, you know, Candy was just to ask her, like, well, was something like.
I saw the interview and I just think she was freestyling. She just.
She was. Just says some shit out of her mouth.
Yeah, diarrhea mouth. Mm-hmm. It just came out.
Literally.
And I think she regretted it too after she said it.
Right after, but you said it now.
Yeah, and everybody was like.
Because everybody killed her afterwards.
Right. Yeah, they looked at her like.
We had a whole debate on would you rather lick ass or suck toes in here?
Yeah,
they all want to lick ass.
I'm going to lick ass.
Well,
I'm lick
ass is a lot closer to the area that I'm already in. So
exactly,
right, it's right there. There's no reason to lick ass.
If a man say he didn't lick ass, but he's performed oral sex, man, you didn't know you did.
Yeah, you did. You just
didn't know. You just didn't know that.
You just went down and didn't even know.
You didn't know.
You're in bed with her. It's the first time because it's first 50. Okay, we're going to start with you this time, Gigi. She says she loves you and she says, do you love me too, Poppy? And you're in the middle of having sex. What do you think 50 would say back to her?
He'd probably bust out laughing.
You don't? Okay. All right, you think he would laugh and not say, yes, I love you too?
No.
Okay, Claudia, what do you think 50 would say? In the middle of sex, I love you, Poppy.
I think
do you love me too?
I think he'd act like he didn't hear her. That's what I would do.
What? That's what I would do. What do you think, Stephanie?
Yeah, I think. Wait. He said it after the sex.
No, they're having
the
sex.
They're in the middle of sex.
No, she said, she said, I love you, Poppy. Do you love me too?
He's gonna. No, he's gonna. Maybe he'll make like a rah sound or something.
Look,
what would you do?
What's the answer?
Any questions during the sexual exchange, even if a man is asking a woman, he got the nice basis. Pussy is mine. Any
he disagreed, right?
No, any response is sufficient.
He disagreed.
Exactly,
that's it.
McDonald's.
That's what I do.
Yeah,
I
love that
pussy. I love that pussy. Sex with a guy that I wasn't in a relationship with, and he said, "Is this pussy mine?" And I would be like,
And that would be enough.
That's the answer. Yeah, that's the answer.
You can say yes to any
homie. Hell no, you can't say yes.
Anything.
What if he said this is the best stick you ever had?
I'll be answering the same response.
I just still feel like this.
This is the best pussy you ever had?
Yeah.
I don't really answer the question during sex. Like, you got me in a compromising position.
Right. It's a terrible time.
Everything is there, baby.
So you just can't take anything seriously that anybody says if you ask a question during sex.
Yeah. No, well, man, when they ask that question.
No, it just goes over.
Definitely not the first time.
The first time.
Yeah, the first time she said, love, I'm not going to answer that question.
Do you believe in, like, love at first sight?
No, I do believe in you being able to have a connection with someone.
First 50 question. First time with 50. You're having sex with a woman. She's white. And she says, let's role play a little bit. Okay. How you like fucking the slave master's wife? What do you think they would do?
Wow, this is exciting. This shit is going to be...
You can't
do it! How you like fucking the slave master's wife? We're role playing 50 acts, you know, so he can either go along with it or he could not. Okay, Stephanie, what do you think?
He's going to go along with it. He's going to fuck the shit out of her. Like, yeah.
This is way too motivated.
All right, what do you think is going to happen, Claudia?
I think, and he probably did this with Chelsea, I think he'd be like going Django on that pussy. He would take a 400 years of frustration on that one.
I think it's going to be a very intense situation after this.
So that's not a turn off.
But that's what you would be setting up saying. Right? And saying that you would be setting up for you to be more aggressive.
You know, she wants you to hit it harder.
Right.
Yeah, she wants you to fuck
up. She's being racist.
Yes,
she's being
racist.
It's like KKK pussy. You gotta kill her.
No, she wants you to take the anger of the anger.
I'm gonna give you this NAACP dick.
It's like the makeup situation.
Yeah,
but when you're still upset with the person, but
y'all have that makeup sex. Yeah.
And that's happening because you're conditioned for it at that point. You're already, it's a person you're comfortable with.
I'm mad at that. Just don't wipe her.
The
less pussy you give up, the more interested the guy is in getting to know you for real.
He can't co-sign that because you fucking up the game for a lot of people.
I don't fully agree with that.
He like, yeah, ladies, don't give it up.
What if you fly her out? What if you fly her out and she's with the whole, you know, get in with the get in situation, but then she asks you for compensation?
She asked me for what?
Compensation.
Money. She's like, sir, I need some rent money.
He said, oh,
I took off work this weekend.
No.
Can you help me out?
I had a booking.
Oh, no, that's an
insult. I had a booking.
You got to pay the sitter.
Like, you fucking with my self-esteem when you ask me for money. No. Like, that. Like, and again, like, we get money, we fuck off a lot of money, so we ain't tripping about spending money on girls and women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you can't act like that, like, straight up, like, oh, yeah. I came here and I need this. You insulted the whole situation. No longer.
I mean, but this was this was the girl that knew she was gonna fuck when she got there, but she just wanted to chat.
Yeah, but wrong chick.
Yeah,
that chick ain't coming like this. You play me like you act like you're for a different reason. Let the chick come.
Right. All right, that's the smart ones.
You know, let's talk about the art of hustle, okay? Now, you're going to tell us the difference between if a female is grimy or if she's a hustler in these situations, okay?
Yeah.
All right, is she grimy or a hustler if you give her some money to throw in a strip club and she puts it in her purse?
She grimy.
Grimy as fuck.
I agree.
She grimy. Ding.
She a little brokey.
Yeah. Low.
Little brokey.
Would you not mess with her no more if you seen her do that?
Nah, I'd be pretending home like, dang, see this shit.
Exactly.
You see a bitch come to home? Oh, shit.
Because I know plenty of girls who say, look, when I go to this strip club with dudes and they give me some money to throw, I'm keeping it. Why should I give that money away when I
don't
could just
keep it all, ho? Damn.
Damn, sure. Exactly.
It's like how much could you really keep, though? They still want it.
If it is $200.
Right.
All
right,
now, is she a hustler or is she grimy? You break up with her, she tells you that she's pregnant to get you back.
Oh, she tells you that she's pregnant and gets you back.
Mm-hmm.
It's grimy.
Grimy as fuck.
But she got you back.
It's grimy. But I don't know if they get you back, though.
Mm. If you was messing with a chick and she pop up and she's like, listen, y'all was going through it, I can't take it, she beefing with me too much, and then she's like, look, I'm pregnant.
Mm, like, shit, okay, what are we gonna do? You know, let me know. I don't believe in abortions. Like,
okay.
Personally, you know what I mean?
How many kids you have?
3.
All right.
So I'm like, you know, just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor's appointments, wherever you need me at.
Well, that's nice.
Go through it.
You're going to be there.
Yeah, he'll be there, but that don't mean they're going to get back together.
Are you going
to
call her?
But we ain't got to be together.
Are you going to call her over and shoot up her club?
Are you still going to have sex with her?
Pregnant. Like, since she's pregnant already, you
going
to bust
inside of her? Like, you going to call her? All right, babe, come
on. Nah, because I feel like if somebody tell you that after the fact, it's already suspect anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to do the tests and all
that. Paternity tests, of course.
You know what I'm saying? So, we ain't going to make no allegations.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We'll keep it normal to the day.
So,
let's do the proper paperwork.
Right.
And then we continue from that point.
That's very mature.
So, you're not going to be like, oh, well, fuck it, since she's already pregnant, I might as well enjoy this raw pussy.
It might not be you.
They say pregnant pussy is the best pussy, too.
It's cool, I think.
Is it different?
Oh.
They're not all warm.
Right, I'm about to say. It's not all warm. That baby heated up.
I felt like
that baby caused a little body heat.
It was really moist. Like, it was really, yeah, wet. Like, I would leak.
All right, now we have a little game we're about to play, and you can't miss a beat on this, okay?
Right.
So I'm going to say a word, and it's about to see who has the dirtiest mind in here. When I say these words, you got to say the first word that comes to your mind. Now, for the ladies, this is a shots game.
So yay, let's line up some shots.
Because Yo Gotti apparently doesn't drink.
Please, babe.
That means if you miss a beat, we get to ask you a very difficult question that you have to answer.
Okay.
All right. First word. Gagging.
Hit.
Yay.
Spit.
Fun.
I think you have to do a shot. She definitely missed a beat. Somebody gets definitely a shot.
You should have paid it.
She was like, fun. Gagging, fun.
Get me. I'm in the mood to drink. I haven't drank since Super Bowl.
Supper Bowl.
Super Bowl.
You drunk already. All right, let's go. All right, do your shot, boo. All right. Hershey.
Kiss.
Chocolate.
Yes.
Interesting.
Ass.
Hershey ass. Okay. All right. Slab.
Meat.
Okay. Drink or question, Yo Gotti?
Question.
Okay, when's the last time you had sex?
24 hours ago.
How long?
24 hours ago, man.
24 hours
ago. Outside, nigga, Mondays, our day after Valentine's Day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. When they earn this shit.
Wait, we don't know. When they earn this shit.
I gave it up. I'm sorry.
He was drunk. I'm sorry. He doesn't remember.
Hey, shit, laugh. What? What's up?
Okay, you ready? Anal.
That's it, G. G lost.
There's your shot, Gigi.
Why would you ask me?
She still want to answer it. Lick would be my answer, but I'm still going to take the shot.
Lick?
Anal.
No.
Today's episode of Lip Service is also brought to you by Psychic Source. I know every day you're faced with trivial decisions. What should I eat for breakfast? How should I answer this email? What time should I leave the house? Well, not so bad, but then there's some bigger questions. Which career path should I be on? Is my relationship meant to last, or am I wasting my time? What kind of person do people see me as? These are the questions you could use some guidance on. Psychic guidance. Psychic Source's 300-plus advisors go through a rigorous screening process, and each vetted professional has years of experience. They provide private, confidential phone or online chat reading anytime, 24/7. If you mention the promo code Angela, you get to try an amazingly talented psychic for only 75 cents a minute. Your first 3 minutes are free, so you can learn how it works. And if you're still not happy after your reading, you get a refund. Just call 1-800-377-3188 or sign up online at psychicsource.com. Not sure where to start? Their customer care agents are also available around the clock to match you with an advisor, or read the reviews on psychicsource.com. And don't forget to mention the promo code Angela.
What if she asks you, am I the best you ever been with, and she's not?
That's a hard one.
Say yes.
Tell her yeah anyway. Yes.
That's the kind of lie you just gotta be like.
But what if I don't wanna hit it no more?
That's the best pussy.
What if I know? What if I know in my mind I'm not fucking this.
At least you left her on a good note.
She's like, yeah, I just
he may not want me because he wants to be hoeing around, but he knows I got the best.
Okay, exactly.
You know what I mean? But girls take that and run with it.
Like Davey said, I had the best pussy he ever had.
Call him.
Girls take that and run with it. But he said I had the best shit he ever had. Like, nah. You didn't.
But it's hard to tell the truth about something like that, because you don't want to tell a bitch, well, you know, you was third best.
Yeah, you can't really. No. That's a hard answer.
No, that was this one girl before you. You know, exactly.
You know, you can step it up in the.
Yeah, that's a hard one, man. I probably just say, yeah. Lie. Like, yeah, you got
just
it.
Just say,
like,
yeah. You got
baby,
it.
You suck me it's so fire. Good. That was just so beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, you my baby.
You took your time with that. With
everything. And then not call her no more.
Never call her again.
Well, Carly, if a guy asked you, are you the best I ever had, and he wasn't?
Oh, no, I'll tell them. But I'm an asshole.
She's like,
what's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, yeah. Virgo, you're
Virgo. You would tell a guy he's not the best?
Yeah. I was actually just telling the story to my coworkers the other day that I had this guy going down on me, and he was looking everything but the clit, and I just kind of like was like,
you got to tap him on the head.
Yeah, I was like, you're done. You can stop.
And you're too educational.
And he got mad and he left.
He got mad and left.
No, but that's another thing. Mid-lick. I feel like at this age, I'm tired of teaching guys how to eat pussy.
If you got the right attitude, mm-hmm. You know, your masturbations can be amazing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
like, it's my left hand today.
Yeah, you just gotta love yourself. Ain't nobody gonna love you like you.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I agree too.
Yeah, still, you like what like I agree.
See, but I just live out of
that. You don't ever get tired. Like, listen, I just masturbated every day this week.
Yeah, I was in prison though.
Oh, okay.
Aww,
that's true.
That was a part of my daily ritual.
Brush my teeth.
Wake up, take a shower, jack off. I had to. I ain't bullshit. I was having phone sex and everything in the joint. I ain't bullshit.
You jerk off after you take a shower though, because you don't feel.
No,
like-
so I was in. When I was in the joint, I jerked off in the shower. That's when I did it.
Shit.
And I had to talk on the phone when I was in the shower too. You know what I'm saying?
I guess that makes sense. Time coming set. Down, come dripping
I'm talking
down.
I had a kit, though. Everybody knew when I was getting ready to go off. You know what I'm saying? I had my little kit, had my chair with my... I had my magazines under my towel with my... They're like, oh, shit, here you go.
He gonna be in the shower?
Like, hour and a half, yeah. I'm in that motherfucker. Wow. On the phone, whispering.
Yeah, what you doing?
I'm in the shower with my
what you wearing?
Yeah,
what you got on?
Yeah, what you doing? Yeah. Touch it, baby. Do it now. You know, come on.
Then, you know, she was like, I am around the kids. So
leave the room.
Yeah, leave the room.
Listen, I can't do that every time you.
You ain't better tell her go get him in the car.
You know not to do that. Now, you know, I need you to go ahead and do this.
And then the kids probably want to talk to you and you're like,
yeah, oh, they be knocking at the door.
You don't want
to
talk, though.
Yeah, they little bad ass to go back and sit there. Now, we're going to finish this up now. You know, now, what are you doing?
You know what I mean? But I mean, yeah, you know, man, I have a wonderful imagination. Like, I got a very nasty mind, so, you know.
So you can always come up with different scenarios.
Woo!
That's all it takes, though. Like, you don't even got to have a girl present. Like,
shit.
You can just think about it.
Yeah.
Do we think that YG does foreplay?
And the answer was no.
We were like, he seemed like the type of person you just get right into
and
it.
And just be like, what's
suck
up?
It.
If you ain't mine, she ain't fucking around.
Do you do foreplay? He got to think about it. Do you do foreplay?
Oh,
he
shit.
He looking around. Do you do foreplay? Yes or no?
Y'all do all that.
You do?
Yeah.
But how,
so, okay. So if we asked you, how long do you think you should do foreplay before you have sex? How long you think is a good amount of time for foreplay?
You ought to make her nut.
Make her nut before you have sex?
Yeah, you make her nut before, then you make her nut when you have sex.
Yeah, Gigi.
That's how
good
I
answer,
get down.
Good answer.
That's really how I get down, though.
Good answer.
Really?
Yeah.
You see, so long as a girl,
laid back.
Listen, if the female has her orgasm
that's
before
not
you
going
put the
on
dick
with
in,
anybody,
it's
going
to be good. Mm-hmm. The pussy's going to be great. Now, YG, if you had to rate your dick on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it? Be honest.
I'm a 10. I don't.
Now, I knew you were going to say that bullshit.
I don't mean bullshit.
Are you a 10 for real? What makes you a 10?
I know how to fuck. That's what makes me a 10.
And what is how to fuck? What does that even mean?
Listen, man. I don't like talking about it. Like,
who's louder, you or her?
Not me. I'm over there like, posting.
Hey.
I'm over there gangbanging in the pussy.
Hey, I'm gangbanging in the pussy.
Louder.
You gangbanging.
I might do something to spice it up. If she turned in, I just might start just talking. Just,
sex,
you know,
should be fun.
Yeah, just.
Like, we should be able to put on Genuine Pony. You should be
you
able
know
to.
What?
Then when you got it. Yeah, exactly. That's Angela, how I get out. I pull out the
so
iPhone.
Funny.
I got my sex playlist.
You
got
what's on your sex playlist?
Hold on.
I got
the first song. I need
got,
to know some of this.
Got,
what's
got,
the first song
TP2
on your sex playlist? Oh, that's
albums.
That shit right there. TP2.com.
Pretty Ricky. Stores. I got Aaliyah shits. Put on Usher Confessions.
Hey.
Confessions.
No, but TP2.
Yeah, remember we said that before? On a previous episode, we said that would be a good album
yeah,
to fuck
that
to.
Was what, that was
TP2.
My, that
yeah.
was my
yeah,
so
you have a sex
shit.
Playlist?
I just got
that's
my sex
amazing.
Albums. Like
the certain albums.
What's
that
the name
play
of the playlist?
With?
No, it's just
no,
albums.
No, just certain albums. He go His go-to. His go-to
yeah,
albums
like,
when it's time to
what
get
else?
Busy.
Jodeci.
Are you a kisser, though? Because I don't
no.
even think you would. Yeah, I don't see you as
no,
being a
kisser. I'm not going to lie. French seems like a kisser to me.
Really?
He does.
You not
do.
To
you
me.
Do.
You
no.
strike me
like
as
a
kisser.
Kisser.
No. Not at all.
No?
I don't think he would even. He'll be like, bitch, come on. Get
it's like,
head.
Let's say.
Fuck, get out.
Is eating
no,
pussy
man.
A I respect this
maybe
girl
you
thing or you just eat pussy all the time?
You cuddle a little bit.
I love cuddling when I go to sleep.
I feel like you're a kisser because you make everybody feel like, everybody you date feels like they're your girlfriend. And you seem like a romantic.
No, I think you're a kisser when it's the special person.
Mm.
I think that if you really like somebody like that and you really feel in that person like that, then you, if especially if they were into it. Like, if it was a girl that you really, really liked and she tried to kiss you during sex, you would kiss her back.
I mean,
No.
As far
he's
as...
like kissing his cooties.
He's like, I'm not kissing his cooties. I don't want the cooties.
No, honestly, I mean, it just depends. It depends on the vibe, you know? I feel like it depends
what's
whatever
more
vibe.
Easier
right,
in a vibe.
If you really feeling her.
But you made out in the club before and did stuff like that. I'm
wow.
sure.
You've she
made
caught
out in the
you because she's saying like,
I don't
there.
I haven't seen him, but I'm just saying.
Man, in the club, yeah, I definitely kissed in the club.
He seemed like a make out in the club kind of guy.
But I'm not one of them, like, you know how them, they be sloppy kissing. I never got into that.
Mm-hmm.
It was always like, you know, if I really fuck with you, I'm, you know, it's gonna be a vibe, but it's gonna be like that sloppy shit, like kissing for an hour and shit like that.
Yeah, that's
like,
that's making out.
Yeah, you don't make out.
That's a double make commercial.
What's more intimate to you, giving head or like kissing, like making out? What do you think is more?
I don't think none of them.
You don't do
none of those are intimate.
None of them turn me on.
No. She said, what's like, none of them. How does oral sex not turn you on? You don't get turned on by eating apples.
Getting one or
no, eating pussy doesn't turn you on.
You know, drink that shot.
Angela gave him the mom like, nigga, eating pussy don't turn you on.
Come on, don't disappoint me, friend.
Angela, come on.
Have you ever told somebody that you love them but didn't mean it?
I love you, girl.
Was it during sex?
Every time.
Every time. She had the wet box. That wasn't the dry bitch.
For sure it was not.
Drink a glass of Ciroc. Yeah. I love you. Does it feel crazy right after you say it or you think about it later?
I guess the next day.
She told me I love you too, so it's the same shit.
She ain't shitty bitch. No, but she might have meant it because girls are sometimes a little more emotional.
She was just excited.
If a girl tells you I love you, you feel obligated to be like, I love you too?
Nah.
You won't say it.
Let me tell you something. Whatever you say during sex don't count.
I agree. I think that's true.
You know what counts? You know what counts the most? When you wake up in the morning and you look at him. If you say I love you, then that's when it means the rest of your life.
Yeah, you can say a whole lot of shit.
When you wake up in the morning and you look at them laying next to you.
Real quick.
Whether it's breath, whether it's the face, whether it's whatever that hits you.
The mascara is over here.
Yeah.
Hashtag my biggest lie during
the pillow is a different color from your pillow. Whatever it is, it's just my biggest lie during sex is I'm gonna call out tomorrow.
Make sure you visit our sponsors for this week's episode of Lip Service, Ibotta. That's Ibotta. Download Ibotta for free today and unlock rebates and get real cash back on your favorite apps like Groupon, iTunes, and more. Make sure you enter code Angela as your referral code to get $10 just for trying it. That's $10. That's Ibotta and enter code Angela when you register for your $10. For cash back every time you shop, you've got to Ibotta.